Let's flip over a little bit to the issue of the therapy of the patient who has a HER2 positive tumor. And of course, now, in the last 2 years, we have the option on the table of using trastuzumab or Herceptin in the adjuvant therapy of those patients, usually with chemotherapy. Again, what would you say to a patient who's about to begin a chemotherapy regimen that'll include trastuzumab? And I guess the two major options right now that have been studied in the trials are using, again, an anthracycline and a taxane, either docetaxel or paclitaxel, or using just a taxane, specifically the TCH regimen, docetaxel, carboplatin, trastuzumab, without having an anthracycline as part of that. Can you talk again about what you might say to a patient who's starting on one of the anthracycline, taxane, trastuzumab combinations as opposed to TCH?
Okay, I think that if I was comparing the two, what I would do is be telling the patient that we have really one trial that compares them in terms of efficacy, and that there was no statistically significant difference in outcome of people that took one regimen versus the other. So that in that case, their efficacies were approximately equal. That there were differences in toxicity. The thing that we've worried about the most in terms of the problems that might arise from taking trastuzumab or cardiac issues. And the thing that's quite striking in the trial was that the excess cardiac issues that occurred in the patients who had gotten anthracyclines in the past and were now taking trastuzumab, that those patients actually had a several-fold higher risk of developing cardiac issues, but that the patients who had received the non-anthracycline-related therapy, that there was essentially no evidence of excess cardiac issues. So that's really, those two results are really very hopeful. And what they say is that we've probably got a good way of giving adjuvant chemotherapy in a way that we can not use, including the regimen and anthracycline. And that when we do that, what we do is we find ourselves in a situation where we don't get additional cardiac toxicity, which has been seen. Now, there are still some issues there, and that is we have this information from just one trial, and I'm not sure what the actual national recommendations will be about doing MUGA exams. But right now, of course, the MUGA exam recommendations for an anthracycline regimen followed by a taxane Herceptin regimen followed by just Herceptin alone or trastuzumab alone, that the issues there are that you should get a baseline MUGA exam and then get a MUGA every 3 months during the course of therapy. It's clear that we probably don't need to do that with the Taxotere or Carbo, but there still is some cardiac toxicity. So I think that some pattern of follow-up MUGA exams is going to be what eventually is recommended for that regimen.